Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
I'm sitting here. I've been thinking about this since last night when a bunch of people sent me that insanely dramatic video of that Wilkinsburg man with two guns trying to kill a cop. I always... trying to figure out why. Why did he do that? I'm sitting here looking at his picture. Looks like a kid. He's 38. This is what's kind of weird to me. Now, in case you haven't heard this, I started getting texts that this guy wanted to kill a cop. He had two guns. He went running at cops. He had every intention of killing a cop last night. Now listen to this clip by county police, and then I'll get into some of his background and what the hell might have gone on here. Listen.
The officer, while patrolling, encountered this male who was armed with a handgun. He was displaying the gun to the officer. He was saying a lot of things, taunting the officer. The officer exited the vehicle. This is all according to witnesses that were in the area. The male displayed the firearm, displayed the handgun. The officer gave him numerous verbal commands to drop the firearm. The male did not drop the gun. The officer engaged, fired at the male, and the male went down.
If you watched the video, it's hard to watch. I posted it on X. It's incredibly dramatic. It's the acting chief in Wilkinsburg as he maneuvers around his car trying to get shot to death. And then he opens the car door trying to grab his rifle. And then this suspect is shot and later dies. And there's a couple theories here, and I'm going to throw them at you. Let me throw this at you, though. If you think this guy's a hardened criminal that should be in jail right now, I kind of raise this issue. He has not been in jail, confined in jail, since 2014. Now, that tells me one of two things. Either A, he got his act together, or B, he didn't, but just didn't get caught. But he's dead this morning. And we're lucky, quite frankly, that a cop isn't dead. I mean, it was that bad. If you watch that video, it's insane. And he was begging them. He wanted to shoot a cop. And he didn't listen to one command. Now there's two theories here. Number one. And let me get through his prior arrest first, in case you're trying to figure out his background. Firearms charges, terroristic threats charges, receiving stolen property charges. He's no saint. Robbery with intention of inflicting serious bodily injury. Robbery of a motor vehicle. More firearms charges. More terroristic threats charges. Assault charges. Recklessly endangering another person charges. He has several pages of charges. I'm not suggesting he's a saint. But what I'm suggesting is the young man hasn't been in jail since 2014. That's a big gap from what we can find. And if you see his picture, he has this baby face. And there's one of two things that are being floated this morning as to what could have happened. Number one, that he was high as a kite, kind of out of his mind high, kind of delusional high, and didn't know what the hell he was doing, and had these two illegal firearms, which is a whole nother issue that plagues America, right? In many of these communities, like Wilkinsburg. And with all, for all intents and purposes, he wanted to kill that police officer, the acting chief in Wilkinsburg. And thank goodness he was not hurt. If you watch the video, it's amazing he wasn't shot. The other thing that's being floated out there, and I've kind of closely watched this my entire career. It's called suicide by cop. And what happens is, these are folks, I'm just trying to be real with you, these are folks that want to die in a blaze of glory every year. And it's an incident where they intentionally engage cops. Look, I've seen them run out of their house with a screwdriver pointed, a butter knife pointed, and cops don't know that. They think it's a gun. Suicide by cop. Describe an incident in which a suicidal individual intentionally engages in life-threatening and criminal behavior with a lethal weapon or what appears to be a lethal weapon to provoke officers to shoot the suicidal individual in self-defense. They found several hundred of these cases a year. 150 to 200 cases of suicide by cop a year. I don't know what happened here. We haven't talked to someone who knows this young man, Jonathan Simmons, 38 years old, of Wilkinsburg. But there's several issues that concern me and should concern you. Number one, illegal firearms. Number two, the out of control, I want to kill a cop attitude that was heard at the scene by cops just trying to take cover and defend themselves. And number three, that he may have wanted cops to take him out. And what concerns me is several issues. The firearms, the drug issue, the danger issue that cops face on the streets every single day. And they never know who the hell wants to kill them. It's sad that this young man's dead. It's awful that he's dead. Awful. And maybe somehow at some point we'll try to understand, but he has not been in jail since 2014. Which makes me wonder why. Why he wanted to die last night. And thank goodness for the actions of police officers involved that saved that cop's life, the acting chief of Wilkinsburg. Jonathan Simmons is dead. We may never know why. We know how. We know that circumstance. This is the threat that cops face on the streets every single day of their lives. Awful.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. with the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Many folks are so jaded by crime and so jaded by hearing these stories about stolen guns and men and or women who want to kill cops. And so a guy gets shot and killed and everybody says, good, next. And I get that. But what stands out to me, and I'm sitting here looking at this picture of Jonathan Simmons, this young man who was killed last night in Wilkinsburg. In gunfire with cops, I can't wrap my arms around why. And I know it may be irrelevant to you, but in the big picture of what the hell's going on in our world, I want to know what happened to him yesterday. He has not been in jail since 2014, which tells me he's not out there running the streets, breaking the law. Most criminals don't get away with crimes for 12 years. It's just, especially in the game he was playing. Terroristic threats, car thefts, burglaries, drugs, guns. So I can connect the dots and say he got his act together and then something snapped. The only possible theories out there right now, a drug use, mental illness, a mental breakdown, no one knows. He's dead. Thank God there are no cops dead, or we'd be telling a very different story. But I'm sitting here looking at this guy's picture, and my records indicate he hasn't been in jail since 2014. That tells me something went bad. Bad for him. I want to play a clip from this sweet little girl who testified, stepped up to the microphone last night in this special meeting of Pittsburgh Public Schools and talk about what she had to say in the future of Pittsburgh Public Schools. Listen.
Kids who have already have a hard time will have an even much harder time in a large classroom. I get distracted easy. Large classrooms seem scary. Please don't close my school.
Have you seen this girl? Oh my God, is she cute. She makes a couple points. First of all, if she's in one of the schools they want to close, if she, and by the way, I would bet if you tested her, she tests very high. You can just tell. If she's in one of the schools they're closing, in all likelihood, she has no choice for math, okay? She can't take geometry or algebra or calculus or statistics. You know why? Because in all likelihood, the school she's in either doesn't have a math teacher at all or only has one math teacher. And because of the stress, the Pittsburgh Public School District has a call-off rate right now that's breaking all prior records. They're getting, on some days, teachers calling off at a clip of 20% of the teachers calling off. That's an astounding number. Guess what happens? They don't have subs. In the entire district, this is scary. They have 50 total subs. 50. That is scary. How many would they like? 500. So, she might be in a class of 7, which is so cool. So cool. But what isn't cool is that class of 7 cannot sustain itself. Because if she's in a class of 7, she's in a school of fewer than 200. By the way, they have 15 schools with fewer than 200 students and 25 schools with fewer than 300 students. Ostensibly, folks, for all intents and purposes, if they were doing the right thing, honestly, they would close 30 schools. I'm serious. Keeping it real. Folks, this is a disaster. This is titanic. This is epic. This is a monstrous issue. And what troubles me is the folks that protest the closings with no plan ever. Kind of reminds me of when the mills went down. I was here, head of the college. And I remember the abuse at the mills, quite frankly. Honestly, the lack of productivity, the lack of upkeep, the insane wages, the abuse of power, the abuse of man hours, the profits dropping dramatically, the lack of technology, the Japanese kicking our ass, and guys just sitting around getting paid. And when the mills closed, they were shocked. But the world wasn't. They watched them collapse. I saw it. Hell, half my friends' dads worked there. When I left home to chase this TV career, I lived in a city of almost 600,000 people. Today, it's 300,000. Coinciding with that demise was the collapse of the Pittsburgh Public School District. At that time, they were pushing 40 plus thousand students, some say 50. Now, 17,000. If they don't stop the bleeding, the district gets taken over by the state. And then they cut everything across the board, and no one local has control. And that, my friends, is a disaster. I love that little girl. I love it. But she's wrong, unfortunately.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers. And you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Man, I saw Stell Rocks voted to take away the uniforms from the kids because the kids want more freedom to express themselves. Huh? Not to be a jerk. Most of those kids aren't in school. They have the highest truancy rate in the state. Most of them are failing. Their proficiency in reading is below 25%. That is friggin' scary. I don't give a damn if they want to express themselves. I'd like to have them express themselves by studying and learning and going to school. And I blame mom and dad for saying my kid needs to express herself or himself by buying their own clothes. Get a grip. Of all the things happening in these poor districts, it makes no sense that they would want to throw out uniforms. Can I tell you a little secret? Because it ain't no secret. There is data out there that suggests that uniforms in schools prevent fights and hysteria, that there isn't as much anxiety about what you look like. Kids aren't shot and killed over tennis shoes. It's a hell of an idea. And for these ignorant school boards that have floundering schools to allow these parents to suggest their kids want to wear Gucci slays me, man. It just does. I went to Catholic schools, wore uniforms my entire life. No one gave a damn. Clip-on ties. Actually, it saved my mother thousands of dollars. But let's go to bat so the kids in the poorest district in Pennsylvania can buy $250, $300 tennis shoes. Let's do that because they need that. Just saying. Play that clip, please, of that young girl from PPS. My man's here, Brandon. I want to ask him about this.
Kids who have already have a hard time will have an even much harder time in a large classroom. I get distracted easy. Large classrooms seem scary. Please don't close my school.
I love her. If you saw her, you would want her to be president, or at least president of county council. She's as well known as the new council president. Brandon McGinley's here. No BS. Best columnist in America. Brilliant guy. Local guy. How many kids do you have, ma'am? I ask him the same question every time.
We have 7 kiddos.
You have 7 kids, and they're all PPS kids.
That is not the case.
how many? How many?
We homeschool, and if we don't homeschool, we'll Catholic send them to Catholic school.
So, I know this. Yeah. That's why I laid you out for that.
Yeah. You don't ask questions. It's good to ask questions you already know the answer to.
I already do. And my wife calls that my technique. But I love him because my man's pragmatic. He's a city guy. He loves this town. But she may be right, but she's wrong. And here's why, and you know this.
Yeah.
The truth is, my man, if she's in a school where she has 7 kids in her class,
That's
a school that has 1 math teacher.
Yeah.
And she can't take algebra or calc or statistics. And if the math teacher calls off, and by the way, they're calling off at a clip of about 20%, and they only have 50 subs, and they need 500, they're screwed.
Yeah.
So I love that she's cute.
Oh, yeah.
But I this mean, has to happen, does it not?
Yeah, I mean, and you know, the ability to speak in public like that is not common at that age. So good for her.
Oh, but she was wonderful.
At the same time, I mean, the talking points there were probably not generated by her. They were probably generated by others who gave her an idea of what to say. I mean, to be honest, I don't love the idea of using kids as a shock troops in politics.
It's a great
generally.
Point.
You know, from right, left, center, whatever. I mean, at the end of the day, who actually has a sense of the whole kind of the totality of the picture in the district? It's not any individual parent or any individual student, and the district has to make decisions based on what's good for everyone, based on the limited resources that they have. And frankly, the fact that this question of school closures, what do they call it, a future-ready school consolidation plan, that it's gone on this long, 2 years since they first raised it.
It's insane.
paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to outside consultants and then delayed it another year and then, you know, voted it down in December. I see they're going through the same thing in Philadelphia right now. The thing in Philadelphia, though, is that their school board is somewhat insulated from the political process in a way that I think is good. Their school board members are appointed by the mayor and approved by city council instead of elected in little rinky-dink districts around the city.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so one of the problems, I think, for PPS is a governance question of can nine elected officials who are profoundly dependent on a very small number activist voters in their districts, can they actually – are they incentivized to make good, long-term, fiduciarily responsible decisions?
They
but
better,
they're not
brother.
They're not incentivized to do that.
No, they're not.
And so, you know, if it does get across the line, as it should next week, the school consolidation plan, that will be great. But, gosh, it took way too long.
Hey, when you sit down with your wife and you have all these kids and it costs you money to either homeschool them or send them to private – What's the big hurdle of let's just send them down the street to the PPS schools?
Well, I mean, you know.
Honestly, be honest.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for us, I mean, as you can probably tell from the decision that we're deciding on between, that we decide on, you know, regularly between Catholic school and homeschool.
There's
culture questions and so on, but there's also just a question of like, you know, what kind of academic opportunities are they going to have? What kind of... are they going to be in a place where they can thrive? And that's a decision every parent has to make. And it's the reason that you see so many families leaving the city.
Hell yeah.
One of the biggest problems that the city has going forward is you can't have a city with just families who feel trapped in
right
the school
on.
District and families who are, you know, going to homeschool, Catholic school, or could afford private school. You need to have a robust middle class of young families who are happy to send their kids to public schools.
There's a likelihood that your kids would not have math.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's...
Come on, man.
I know. No, it's not a good system. And as you know, Marty, you know, this is no slight against the teachers, many of whom are doing yeoman's work.
Oh, they're wonderful.
They're some of the hardest working teachers anywhere.
And the superintendent against the current. Has the courage, at least be honest.
Absolutely. No. And I think Dr. Walters was, you know, when Anthony Hamlet was let go, you know, the district was at a crossroads and they picked somebody local who knew the district. And that comes with risks, too. But
I think,
you know, this is a guy who actually knows the system. I think that it took the board and district leadership to have maybe a little more political courage to push this school consolidation plan forward, because the problem is that every time you delay, it just takes longer and longer.
Oh, yeah.
Longer. And it's delaying it, you know, because even the plan that is about to be voted on will not go into effect till 27, 28.
And it's really about half.
It should have been 25, 26.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And it's about half the schools that actually need to be cut.
Yeah.
Maybe a third.
Yeah, I mean, when you actually look at the utilization, I hate that word, of the schools themselves, so many of them are massively underutilized.
It's bizarre.
I mean, and I know there are state law considerations when it comes to how much they can make off of selling these properties, and what they can use it for. But one of the restrictions is it has to be used for capital expenditures. So, selling off a few schools to use to improve the remaining schools. I mean, this is one of the things that I think could go a long way, and it kind of goes back to the Stowe Rocks
thing. Hey, man, hang for me.
Yep.
Brandon McKinley, by the way, he's taking over for me until 2 o'clock here in about 10 minutes because he's the man. I don't get to see Brandon much. He's going to take over the show here from 11 to 2 because he's the man. I got to get into downtown with you. I love Pittsburgh. The NFL draft was insanely cool. And we were live there every day. There were people with, Brandon, if I'm lying, I'm dying, with dustpans.
Yeah.
Picking up dust. It was that cool.
Yeah.
There was no crime. Patrick, was there one arrest or two within the entire perimeter?
I think there was one, but I don't think it was even an arrest in the end.
And so, fast forward, they put this plan in place in Market Square. 50 incidents prior to the security plan, two since, although a shooting and a stabbing. And then Arts Landing, same thing. 70 cameras, cops everywhere. Just by chance, Patrick was there last Thursday, kids beating the crap out of each other. How hard do we have to work to prevent the grime from creeping back into the city, sir?
The phrase that I've used on the radio, and I think also in print in the Post-Gazette, is you have to be unsentimental about enforcing the rules.
Nice.
And this goes, I mean, I don't want to go back to previous, but the Stowe Rock situation as well. You have to be kind of unsentimental about enforcing the rules of the dress code. If kids ask that if they say they want to express themselves more, I mean, just tell them no.
No.
They can express themselves on their phones, you know, which they probably shouldn't have. But it's going to take vigilance. It's going to take leaders and not just cops. It's going to take cultural trust, downtown partnership, other folks who you know, youth group leaders. It's a whole system that has to be able to say, here are the rules. We're going to enforce them, and develop a culture, a political culture, where people understand that safe, and peaceful and clean public spaces are good for everybody and not just for tourists and suburbanites and the people that certain other people like to hate, but for everybody. Like, the kids who want to come downtown and hang out, they have a better time when Market Square is safe and peaceful.
Arts Landing folks told us flat out, we cannot let this get grimy. We can't.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, that it would go from being a gem that they, you know, honestly, it turned out better than I expected.
It's amazing.
To being one of the worst. Like, this is the thing about these very porous public spaces, Market Square. Market Square is actually less porous than Arts Landing, because Market Square has like four entrances, or I guess you get six entrances that you could actually patrol. Sure. Arts Landing is entirely open to all the surroundings.
It is.
These are the kind of places that are, when they are good, they are great. When they are bad, they become the worst places in the entire city. And there's really very little in between.
Draft is over. I have a video of 10 addicts passed out on the street.
Yeah.
I have a guy going around town with toothpicks and putting political signs in fecal matter.
Yeah, that's been,
And I get beat up about it, but I'm pointing out,
until
you fix this, downtown cannot thrive.
Yeah.
Is there an acceptance of this in these big cities in America now? It's kind of part of the deal.
I had an interesting conversation about just this with some of the outreach workers in Market Square who, like, you know, their job is to kind of send the kids toward the resources they need, break up fights before the cops have to get involved, things like that. And one of them said he had actually just been on a trip to several other cities, actually taking young inner city students to look at colleges.
Oh.
And they visited various public squares in places like Atlanta and Detroit. And what did they find? Rules that were being enforced. So I actually think yes, this is a politically sensitive issue in probably just about every city in America, but I think it's actually, there's a particular hesitancy here for reasons to enforce the rules, to make rules. And I think that the culture, the tide is turning on that, has turned and continue to turn on that. I just don't think that, I think that sense that, oh, it's equitable to let people do antisocial things in public places, I don't think that flies anymore. And I think it's because we've had such a bad experience for several years downtown, and it's made an impact.
And this hallucinogenic idea that we're going to get 300 new cops is ridiculous. That is not happening.
No. I mean, the attrition, even if you could get 300 new cops in, say, 5 or 6 years of recruit classes, that would be a lot, but maybe doable. You're going to be losing 100, 200, maybe 300 in attrition. I mean, that's the thing. You're swimming against the current on that. That's why they're at 723 last I saw. But a lot of those guys are on leave. They're on military leave and so on. So I don't have the exact number, but I'm guessing it's low 600s are available at any time.
Unless they get cooperation. They did this in Fort Worth, Texas with the Bass family. They wrote checks, hired teams of security people, a partnership, and made Fort Worth safe, and it thrived.
I've seen a lot more private security downtown recently.
Same.
There's private security in Market Square, private security in Arts Landing. And you know what? That's not ideal. It should be city cops.
Yep.
It should be city cops who have a lot more skin in the game,
yep.
Who aren't just, you know, and nothing against the private security guards who are they're doing their job. But this is itself a symptom of a public safety apparatus isn't where it needs to be, such that the downtown partnership and the cultural trust, and for that matter, like Highmark has its own police downtown.
Yes, they do.
I would not be surprised if PNC was going to try to do their own kind of operation until they got they facilitated the substation on Wood Street. But
Brandon McGinley, he's here until 2 o'clock, folks, bringing it. See you tomorrow.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We share health. We got you.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.